Welcome to the Security in 5 podcast. I'm Drew, the Binary Blogger. This is a short program that brings you security news, tips, advice, and opinions in the area of information, IT, and general security in about 5 minutes. Quick to listen to, easy to understand. The more aware you are, the more secure you can be. This is Security in 5. Thanks for listening. Episode 393 of Security in 5, and today we want to talk about Facebook and another data leak that Facebook had through their inefficient management of APIs out to developers and applications. Now, this particular breach exposed roughly 6 or 7 million people's personal photos that they have uploaded to be unintendedly shared with anybody that had access to these APIs, that they could potentially have pulled down their photos and used them without the user's knowledge. This goes into the vast interoperation of how Facebook's apps and developers and APIs all work together, because the whole point of Facebook is to collect and sell your data. In order to do that, they got to have APIs legitimately for people to, or for applications and companies to come in and do those types of things. But without good process and procedures or care from a developer standpoint, APIs like this can be a little bit more open than what they should be. So the Cambridge Analytica was one of these types of situations where they were able to pull down more than what was intended by it. If you've read the news, you heard about that last year. And this last one is not quite as broad as, you know, we're not talking the entire user base. 6 million of the billion people claiming to be using Facebook every day is a very, very small number, but however, it's still a big deal. And it's depending on what the photos that you put on Facebook, whether personal, private, or what have you, having somebody be able to access those and use them for whatever reason without your knowledge or consent is wrong. And that's a data leak and potentially considered a breach depending on what definition you follow. But in order to be transparent and Facebook trying to save face, they created a page that you can go to. Links are in the show notes below, where you can click on it and then read through the description of what happened, and then it'll tell you at the bottom whether or not your account was part of this particular data leak, and some tips to go into your other applications and clean some things up. And that's really about it. So if you were part of it, fine. You'll have to deal with it and be accepting that your photos are in the hands of somebody that you didn't want them to be. Chances are very, very low that you are. I mean, we're talking 6 million out of the billion, and they weren't really clear in what part of the country or world that the leaks came from. But this also goes into Facebook cleanup time. We're at the end of the year, and I talked a couple episodes ago about changing your passwords, deleting accounts on systems you don't use anymore. In Facebook, go into your Facebook and go through your list of connected applications. And if you've never done this, this may be a list of over 100, if not more, of all of the games, all of the apps, all of the goofy quizzes that you have clicked on or used. Every time you click allow to get access to that, that's the payment that you're making to use those types of quizzes and services. And I've said before, just don't do them because they're stealing your data, basically. You're paying for your data. They're not free. So go through your connected applications and go through those games. And even though you don't use them anymore, you gave them authorization to be able to monitor and scrape your profile, whatever you're putting on your Facebook profile, even though you're not using the application anymore. So go in there and disconnect and revoke access to all the applications. Twitter as well. Go through your connected Twitter applications every time you play a game or you want to socialize and you allow something to connect to your Twitter to post on your behalf of a game or a quiz or something. Hey, you know, I got level 50, try to beat my score, you know, those types of things. Over the years, that list adds up. And over the years, those apps can still access the things that you authorized it for, whether you're still using the apps or not. So go in, look at your connected applications. If you're not using them, you never want to use them again, or they're junk, go through and revoke their access and strip that down. Remove your vectors of attack. Remove your leak points of your data, and be more cognizant and more aware of the things that you're granting access to. And actually, to pay attention to that, if you want to look at a news report, but yet the news organization or game or quiz or whatever is asking to have access to your photos, your dates, all of your friends' birth dates, all of this stuff, then it's not worth it, because you're granting them to get access to a ton of data to get a little 10-second a funny, happy thing or whatever, and it's not worth it. You are paying a price for that. So go through, clean up your access, check out the link in the show notes to see if you were part of the latest image breach that Facebook had. There will be more. 2019 is going to be a rough time, I think, for Facebook. Some more of that's going to come out, and some of my knowledge of how their development practices work internally, I think some more things are going to come out. I think we're one whistleblower away of ruining Zuckerberg's 2019 year. So Stay tuned on that. Security in 5, be aware, be safe. Thanks for listening. This concludes another episode of Security in 5. You can find me on Twitter at Security in 5 or out on Facebook under the Security in 5 Facebook page. Or you can send me a simple email. All my contact information and places to find me are in every show notes of every episode. I love feedback. I love having conversations. If you have any suggestions, corrections, or topics for a future episode, drop me a line. Let me know. I will respond. Security in 5. The more aware you are, the more secure you can be. Beware, be safe, and always thank you for listening.